CBSi and the World, I'm John Batchelor with Katrine Brahek of The Economist magazine, the environment editor, and introducing biodiversity and watching it, contributing to it, better and better models so that we know how our world is changing, altering, perhaps in the climate, a crisis, but also all the time. And we go to what can you do? Crowdsourcing. Katrine, I watch a blue heron fish in a pond very near where I'm sitting right now. I learned that I can contribute that to a gathering of knowledge about blue herons, about fishing, about Connecticut. How can people listening to us right now participate? What is this, using their mobile phone or whatever, taking pictures? How can they help?
Yeah, so there's a large number now of websites and platforms and apps, ultimately, that have been created by ecologists to draw on the wisdom of crowds, basically. I mean, people, this has been traditional, I think, amongst the birding community for a very long time, that it's not just scientists who understand the environment around us, that people have a keen interest and fascination for the natural world. We've been painting animals since the dawn of humanity. But also just, you know, the man hours to go out there and observe and contribute these observations. And these days, the best way to do that is through your mobile phone. I'll mention two apps, but there are more if you'd like to go out and look for them. If you're fascinated by birds, then eBird is an app that was created by a laboratory of ornithologists, and they collect data. So you can upload recordings, pictures, observations, and you contribute to essential science. So it's not just a pastime. It is really important work. And then for the rest of the natural world, there's also an app called iNaturalist, or iNat, which again is a very similar idea. You upload your observations, what you see, when, where, and it goes into these databases that are helping scientists to understand things like how animals are migrating around the world, what is where, in what number, etc.
And then the science fiction, the extinction or the near extinction. We started mentioning cicadas of Europe haven't been heard for some years. What is to be done? I learned from the Economist magazine that the great goal, the golden ring, is to take frozen skin cells of a white rhino and turn them into viable eggs so that you can reintroduce the white rhino that faces extinction or is extinct, going extinct now. Katrine, how close are we to be able to do this, to bring back creatures that we've damaged to the point of a retreat?
So to some extent, it's already happened. There was a species of a Spanish ibex that was brought back from the dead through effectively cloning using some cells that had been left behind by an animal that had died some years previously. And they extracted the DNA from those cells and injected them into a common goat sort of shell of a cell. Zapped it with some electricity, as you say, it sounds like science fiction, and were able to eventually bring a pregnancy to term. The ibex was born and lived, sadly, for just some minutes. But it is an act of de-extinction that has happened, even though it wasn't, I think, by most of our standards, successful. There's also work that has been done quite successfully in the U.S., to bring back species using frozen sperm from animals that are also, that are extinct. The idea is that, researchers are banking frozen cells belonging to species all around the world. They're known as frozen zoos. There's a very famous one in San Diego, but it's not by any means, the only one. And often these cells are skin cells. Sometimes they have the foresight and the ability to bank sperm cells. And if you bank sperm cells, then you can, through standard IVF, use that sperm in future IVF procedures. And the advantage can be to bring back a degree of genetic diversity if the species hasn't yet gone extinct. So if you've got a species that's been reduced to a small number of individuals, And that population doesn't have quite the diversity, the genetic diversity that you would need for a healthy population. Then you can use frozen sperm to amp up the genetic diversity of that population. And that is fairly well demonstrated now. The thing that becomes very science fiction is, what if the species is, as you said, extinct or functionally extinct? And the example here is the northern white rhino, which is what's known as functionally extinct. So there are today only two surviving females. They live in Kenya. And obviously with two females, you can't get a population. But we do have frozen sperm from a number of males that are, the sperm is kept in different collections around the world. And so they are currently collecting eggs from the two living females, fertilizing them with sperm from the frozen males in order to obtain embryos. And I think they have in the region of 15 embryos. The next thing that they want to do is to be able to increase that genetic diversity further still. And research that's been done in Japan shows that you can basically nudge frozen skin cells. Obviously, you thaw them first. And by bombarding them with a mix of chemicals, you can turn them into what's known as induced pluripotent stem cells. And this is a sort of special kind of cell that can turn into any other kind of cell.
Wonderful.
Including eggs. And so they can, from skin cells, they can make eggs. They can then fertilize those eggs with sperm and get healthy embryos. We haven't yet created, or the researchers haven't yet created, healthy northern white rhinos, but it's a sort of watch this space over the next year or so, I'd say.
Katrine Brahek, the environment editor of The Economist magazine, biodiversity, part of the amazing discovery of the 21st century. We can track it. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.